Welcome back, bitches. This is Girl Why Podcast with your hosts, Vanessa and Terry. Your weekly podcast where no topic is off limits.
Welcome back, bitches. This is Girl Why Podcast. I am your host, Vanessa. I have my co-host here, Terry. What is up, girl?
Good morning, everybody.
You are so fake. So fake.
You know, I like to normally record at night when we're like litty and then release them in the morning, but we had to wait because Vanessa's Super Bowl, well, the last Super Bowl ever was ending, aka the Kardashians. So we decided to record bright and early in the morning time so that we could watch that and talk about it. I know everyone's super excited.
I'm sure they are. It's the end of an era, okay? I can't even believe that I'm up and able to talk to you right now because, you know, the emotions were just taking over while I was watching everything come to a final end, them saying goodbye to production, the tears, I was crying, they were crying, we were all crying. It was really intense. No, I'm just kidding, I didn't cry. Hang on. Can you hear that?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll edit that out. So the tears were really intense, but yeah, guys, so last night was the final episode of Keeping Up. You know, the only thing I picked up on personally is I don't think it's the, like, it's obviously the final, but it didn't feel like a finale in the sense of they are definitely carrying over to Hulu is the impression I got, because even I felt like we were saying goodbye, it was like, see you later kind of goodbye. You know what I mean? So that kind of gave me hope for the future because I need the Kardashians in my life. Like, I don't care what anybody says. You know, I live for them bitches. I go hard for them bitches. Like, they're my A1 day ones. Like, I don't care. Judge me all you want. I'm a Kardashian stan, as they would say.
I don't think that Kourtney will be back and whatever spinoff that they do.
Lie. She's doing a show with Travis. She is Kourtney. Travis is a whole new Kourtney. Okay. It is not
Kourtney. Travis.
It's not Kourtney. Yes, it's Travis. It's the whole new Kourtney. Court, from what I've been reading in the blogs, and again, this is allegedly, she's trying to do a show on Hulu with Travis
because they're just so like young and fun and awesome.
I guess so. And he is not a stranger to reality TV. He has had shows with his ex-wife before, so he's probably ready, pumped up to get back on our screen.
I'll watch
his, which I could kind of be here for.
I'll watch his tatted ass.
Me too. Also, did the previous to the reunion not give you housewife vibes? Like, it is just so iconic how they're doing it. The couches, Kim sitting on the couch next to Aunt Bravo Andy. Like, it's going to be good, this two-part reunion. Like, I am so here for it. He's asking the hard questions because this is not like a regular housewives thing. He knows he has to ask the hard ones because we're not going to get this opportunity ever again. It looks like he says to Chloe, when Tristan cheated on you the first time, you knew it was going to happen again. So it's like almost like she knew because, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. Just saying.
Well, if that's the case, then she still knows. But I was laughing last night when they did the butt prank on Chris.
I was too. I was surprised they would do that.
Face,
though.
Like, that is so. Okay. So for those who don't watch, which is probably like the most of you, you know, when you like put your forearm, like you grip it together and it looks like butt cheeks, they FaceTimed poor Kris Jenner and like made sex noises in the background so that it looked like he was being a bad boy, Tristan.
I'm surprised they did that based on his track record.
Yeah. And Kris was not playing. Like, she looked so fucking pissed off, which is great. I'm here for that.
I'm here for it as well. But we also got to see a little bit of insight as to the kind of man that Kim will be looking for. She wants a man who she can get up and work out with every day. At 6 in the morning. She's no longer into the extravagant gifts. And I know Kanye was a big extravagant, like, I think that's his love language, gift giving. And he was really, I mean, obviously he gave her a hologram of her father on her last 40th birthday. So he's a big, like, into the big over the top gifts. But she doesn't want that anymore, guys. She wants, I guess, like those cubic zirconias that she got as a Secret Santa kind of gift. I don't know. She wants to be able to get up, work out with her man every day at 6 in the morning. She wants to, what, like sit and have coffee and kumbaya?
I don't know. God bless. I don't want to wake up with anybody at 6 a.m. And the fact that she'd be jealous of someone having a workout partner at 6 a.m, I would be jealous of someone who like had a relationship where they didn't have to get up and work out at 6 a.m. So I am not with her on that.
I agree.
I don't know. And what was with the ashtrays that like Hermes ashtrays, like what is she supposed to do with those?
It's ashtrays. Obviously, they're smoking. They're in California. They're probably ripping blunts all over the dance floor.
Oh, true. Okay.
You're going to tell me with all their friends, Travis, all them, they're not smoking blunts out there.
Yes.
Of course, she probably needed ashtrays because Kendall is not a smoker, I can tell. And she's like, oh, this is so gross. So every time Kylie and Travis go over there, they got nowhere to ash their blunts. Now they're going to ash them in her mad dishes. Okay. Get like Kylie, billionaire Kylie.
I can't. So they did do a time.
Kanye push Kardashian can sit her ass down. She ain't no billionaire.
They also did a time capsule, guys, last night where they put in some memorabilia. I was disappointed.
I want to do one.
I was disappointed with Kim's contribution, her perfume, where she fell in love with the creative process. I think what she should have put in is a fucking VHS copy of Ray J's and hers sex tape. That would have been
iconic. That would be iconic.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe get like me. That's what I would do. You're welcome, guys. And just drop the VHS and just walk away.
Carrie, that would be the biggest mic drop ever had she done that. And like you just said, fucking drop that VHS porno in that fucking thing and just say, boom, you're welcome. Like, I mean, let's face it. At the end of the day, that obviously gave her her start. But I will say, I don't care what anybody says, that gave her start, but she ran with it. Okay, because she could have just done like a lot of other people do and just cried about her porno being out there. Oh no, baby, she made that an empire, her and her entire family. So just saying.
Well, all these other bitches are out here starting OnlyFans, but they're not making that type of money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with you? I feel like we jumped right into the Kardashians, but it's okay because it's the Kardashians. We can always jump right in. What is going on with you? What's new in your world, girl? We haven't had a one-on-one in a little bit.
Weddings. Everywhere, up in my face.
All those 2020 weddings are coming back to haunt you?
Oh, yeah. Just they're all over the place. I am heading to Jack's this weekend to go to a bridal shower. So I would have normally just sent my gift and said, see you later, but I haven't seen my parents in a while. So I'm going to go up there. Plus I have a hair appointment. See you soon,
plus,
Morgan.
I'm out of town. So it's a perfect weekend for her to come up and bypass me, but whatever.
Yeah. It seems to keep happening that way. But that's about it. What is new with you, Queen?
I have a huge announcement. I haven't even told you yet.
Oh my God.
What? This is breaking news.
Breaking.
I got another dog.
No, you didn't.
I did.
And you didn't even send me a photo. Yeah. We're not real life friends anymore, guys. This is a straight business podcast partnership. Like, I don't even know this bitch.
I wanted to surprise you along with our listeners to get your reaction. I'm going to put this on video. She's not impressed, guys.
Yeah, don't. I look like dog shit.
Anyway, so I have a new little puppy.
What kind is it?
I'm not sleeping. A Shih Tzu. I got my Dolce and Gabbana now. Gabbana hates him. It's lovely. And yeah, working on it.
They don't get along?
No, they do. But you know what it is he's a puppy and she can't play with him the way she wants to play with him. She wants to
she's like
pin his ass down.
She's like, you're stupid. Don't you know what you're supposed to do with this rope?
Basic, literally, like if she could talk, that's exactly what it is. Like, he's like a nuisance to her right now. She's like, oh, just chase me around until I get tired. Basically, she just runs back and forth and he's like, with his little legs trying to like keep up with her, but he can't. So it's just cute to see right now. But they're gonna be best friends. They just don't know it yet. It's coming.
Don't you know where the squeak is in the squeak toy, you dumbass?
That's literally what it is. So yeah, that's been my days lately. I'm going to Chicago next week, which I'm excited for. I have not been there since like way before the pandemic, basically. So I'm looking forward to, plus summers in Chicago are really fun. Hopefully I'll get into the city, maybe get me some elotes and some ice creams from a little trolley thingy that they have that are so amazing. Obviously I'll get some pizza. Basically, you know how it is when you go to Chicago, you got to eat your way through it if you're from there. So that's the most exciting thing I've got going on right now. This podcast is blowing up every day, so that's keeping us so busy. And one of these days, we will be on YouTube. We will be there one day. You guys just keep on waiting. Hang on.
Well, I said like summer 2027.
Yeah, and we are surely heading in that way.
I'm going to go, I got to get a Brazilian blowout before we start that shit because I don't have the energy to comb my hair. And you know, like it's too nappy. So after that, like, yeah, I'm going to put my focus into, you know, YouTubing it up.
Right. And another note, the Fallon Gobadilla video, that's how you say their last name, Gobadilla, finally got it.
Gobadilla.
Gobadilla, or at least that's how it was said in the interview. So that interview aired on YouTube last night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Snooze fest. For those of you who have not watched it, don't rush to your YouTube and jump on it. Like when you are sick in bed or bored to death, like that'll be the time to watch it. Because let me tell y'all, there's nothing revealed. There's nothing to report in the sense of she has no timeline, or I mean, she gave no timeline. Who knows what she really has? Who knows what if she has a gag order or what? But there is no timeline given. According to her, her marriage ended because her and Simon are at fault, nobody else. So I guess Portia's not a homewrecker.
That's boring.
What else? Yeah.
So what you're telling our listeners is don't fucking bother.
Yeah, I did it for y'all. I took one for the Girl Why podcast team, but let me tell y'all, it was painful. Like it was, I actually paused it to go take a shower. That's how uninterested I was. I was like, yeah, I'll come back.
I was already falling asleep when you said it was boring. And I was like, well, guess I'm scot-free. So.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I took one for the team. You owe me because it was a bore fest, news fest. So like I said, guys, I don't even really want to talk about it too much because there's really not anything to report on it. She gave nothing, if you ask me. So yeah, watch it if you want to, but don't watch it, my opinion.
You know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Queen?
Even though I don't even know how to say this woman's last name, Emily Ratta something.
Who the hell is that?
She's the model. She made like an appearance in that movie with Amy Schumer. I Feel Pretty. She was like the super pretty skinny one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know that movie.
So everybody is giving her mad hate right now all over the internet. And I'm here for that to creep through some comments. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She posted a photo of her holding her newborn baby, but like holding him like in a very unsafe way.
Oh Lord.
Look at this.
The mommy shamers. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And I did see that photo. I didn't think much of it. I just saw that they were matching.
Yeah. And then like he's dangling, like she's holding him like by his neck, like no support on his bottom or anything. And I'm not even a mom, but like, come on, dude. And people are like, oh, well, she's just trying to show off her body. Like, fuck this baby. Like, I guess she's showing that she's maternal because she has a matching bathing suit on him. I didn't like it. I mean, I can understand why people are pissed. And she kind of just turned the comments off and kept the photo up because she's like, I look too banging to delete this. Like, screw my baby. Sup fine if he comes out sideways. That's how kids come out crooked, Vanessa.
Well, he's going to have a bad neck. He's going to blame his mama.
He's going to have a kink neck.
For real. I mean, I guess. I did see that photo and I did notice the matching thing. I didn't notice the baby's head to the side too much. So I guess that says what kind of mom I'm going to be.
Just dangling there. I mean, I'm sure, you know, not everybody holds their kid like properly.
Let me tell you, Terry, your head dangled to the side one time.
I'm sure it did, but my
mom, Rebecca, you know, and Papa Hugh said, let the head dangle.
You know, the difference is Rebecca, you know, she was in her toothpaste bathing suit, not letting my head dangle. And she looked fine as shit too, but she was like, I don't know, supporting my spine when she did it. That's why it came out so perfect. Because my mom was not Emily.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, my mom was not Emily Ratuff, whatever the fuck. Anyways, that was disturbing to see. I don't like it. Not here for it, Emily. Let's talk about Kathy Hilton.
She is a gift from the Bravo God.
Yes, and I'm here to take back what I said. At first, I was like, she's fucking weird. But the reason I thought that
I love it
is because she's so...
She is fucking weird, but it's good fucking weird.
She's so down to earth that it's just not what I expected Kathy Hilton to be at all. So it like shocks me.
I love it. She is a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. Literally. Like, first of all, I love that you can't pay her to give enough fucks and you can afford to pay her any damn way because she's so damn rich.
Correct.
But she gives zero fucks. And I love that about her. She doesn't give a shit what she says as far as like, even if it sounds dumb, it's like, whatever, that's who she is. Like, I'm obsessed with her. Like, they should think that they have her. They should be really thankful.
Somebody made like a Kathy Hilton like tribute post about her eating in the bed next to Kyle. And she comments on it, but she commented on it from her husband's iPad. So it wasn't even her IG account. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And then the second comment,
this is Kathy.
By the way, this is Kathy. I'm using his iPad. I was like, damn, what a mom move. She just does not care. And I think that that's great.
She don't care.
Because you can tell she doesn't pay people to run like her social media account. Well, I mean, nope. If she does, clearly she's not using them right.
No, she's on there herself. Even Kyle said, like, she'll leave, like, a comment, like, hey, Kyle, call me, as, like, one of the comments. Like, not a DM. Like, Kathy just living her best life.
But the gold so far was when Kyle posted a video of Teddy dancing in the background, and she goes, who is that?
No, the gold is Kyle posted the video of the live that she did with herself. Dorit was in the car, her husband Mauricio. And she was explaining to Kyle the night before what a stan was. Never forget.
What a stan.
Like, I'm never forgetting that.
Who's Stan? She's like,
who's Stan? Who is Stan? Like, I'm dead, Kathy. I'm dead. She's like, I don't know a Stan. Like, I'll never forget that. I love her. Like I said, breath of fresh air. Something Beverly Hills most definitely needed. Speaking of Beverly Hills, we're finally getting into the Erica Jayne shit. So the divorce has been announced as of the last episode. She sends out a text message saying, hey guys, I'm paraphrasing here, y'all, but hey guys, I filed for divorce this morning. It's going to be a tough time. Love ya. Need your support kind of thing. They all seemed like they were shocked. It didn't seem like a fake shock. Like, I don't think she told anybody. And even though they had just left Lake Tahoe, it doesn't seem like she forewarned anybody that this was coming.
Well, she did that very quickly too. That's what the memes were cracking me up about, because they're like, Erica, it's 9:15 in the morning. You know your ass was standing outside the courthouse at 9 a.m. on the dot to go get that paperwork submitted, girl. Do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm here for that too, because it looks like we're finally getting into that little tea of that and seeing what's going on. Plus, don't forget, Monday, guys, same day this episode drops is the same day that because she didn't participate in it, but the Hulu special comes out of the Husser and the Housewife with Erica and her husband, Tom Girardi. So definitely make sure you check that out, because we're definitely going to be talking about that, because I'm here for all this mess.
So what mess I'm not here for? I'm not a fan of the new girl so far. And I'm such...
Crystal?
Yeah, Crystal's bothering me.
Why? Coming for your Sutton?
I don't give a shit either way, but like, why would she be so weird? Like, first of all, if somebody knocks on your door, like, why didn't you just say, give me a minute, I'm naked? Like, the way she was so dramatic about it, I fell to the floor and covered myself, and I felt so violated. Like, bitch, she's throwing a coat at you. She's not here to like molest you. And do you have like a third nipple or something? Like, what's the big deal? There was no cameras.
Yes, and I will agree with you. Like, why didn't she address it on the boat? Like, why are you waiting until like the next day? Like, if you've already kind of had, especially because they had a sidebar conversation, I was like, well, why didn't you just like address it right then and there? So I currently, like, I know there's, based on like what I'm hearing, there's either your team Sutton or your team Crystal. I'm team nobody right now, because I like Sutton. I really do. I feel like she is like going through something right now, and like, she's definitely letting her emotions get the best of her. But I do like Sutton. Crystal, I don't like or not like it, because I'm just not enough. There hasn't been enough there for me yet, so I haven't been able to pick a team. But I will say yes. I was like, Crystal, why don't you just say it on the boat? Like, why are we making this like a drama fest?
Yeah, for a whole day to go by, I just dropped to the floor and covered myself. Like, stop, dude, stop it. If you have something like that is going on with you, like that much about your body, you should have just stayed like off site.
Dead.
Here's an idea.
I think you have more to see.
Lock the door.
That's
crazy.
True.
That a crazy concept, guys. Do. Lock the fucking door. And then she's like, Sutton, poor Sutton's been crying the whole fucking time, hypersensitive as shit. And then she's like trying to make a joke.
Yeah, Sutton is going through it. She's crying over everything. I'm like, come on, Sutton, get it together.
Yeah, get it together. Snap, snap. It's starting to look like fucking Jackie over there. But she tried to make a joke, which I did feel bad for. She's like, oh, whatever you're doing in here. And the way she said it, like it was a fucking joke. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. You know what it is? Crystal's already hypersensitive to Sutton right now, in the sense of like, she doesn't like her, obviously, or she's put a bad taste in her mouth. So Crystal could like blink two times too fast, and Sutton could blink two times too fast, and Crystal might be offended right now. Because you know when you just like don't like someone, every little thing they do just irks the shit out of you. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting, that she just, for right now, and I'm not saying it's going to last, hopefully they'll get it together, because I do like the 8-person cast. I like how full it is, because it's not too much focus on anyone's boring life. Like, it's moving quickly, which I kind of like. Well, you know, sometimes they focus on things and I'm like, I could really do without this stretch of like, you know, I'll give you an example, Robin with her embellished hats or whatever they were called. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? But there's not enough of them to not have that. But this, there's so many of them that we can just roll. But yeah, like I was saying, I think that Crystal just has a bad taste in her mouth with Sutton. So again, Sutton could like literally do anything right now. She's going to be like, you're gross. You're an intolerable human being.
That's a good impression. Okay. That is a really good impression. That sounded exactly like her. You're gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. But maybe she's not worth knowing.
So yeah. So, but I'm here for it, y'all. I am here for all of it. We've got Potomac coming up in a couple weeks, which I am really here for. Bravo's pretty litty lately, I must admit.
Yeah, it is. It's delivering. So
It is.
Enough about Bravo.
Yeah, let's move on from Bravo. Talk to me.
I have a tribute to make.
I'm here for it. Go.
Spirit fucking Airlines does not.
I told you that.
I can't say does not disappoint. Because they do not disappoint, because something always goes down on a Spirit flight, guys. And I will say, I had a flight credit from so long ago. And if you don't know this about Spirit Airlines, if you don't get flexibility package, which is like double the cost of your flight to be able to cancel that bitch, they give you a voucher that has $0 cash value. And you can't sell it because nobody wants to get on a fucking Spirit flight, right? Nobody. I literally tried to pawn that shit off. I was like, I will literally take a fraction of what I paid for this ticket.
I'd rather walk.
Yeah.
So like, I'll walk my ass to the West Coast.
I had a bachelorette that got rescheduled. We went to the lovely San Juan. Beautiful. Loved it. But to get there, I had to get
my ass. They drop you in the middle of the ocean. They paddle your ass the rest of the way. Did you think we were landing in San Juan, Terry?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
We're landing in the water near San Juan.
I wouldn't be surprised. But like, I just forgot about the group of people, the group of interesting people that you get on a Spirit flight. And it was like a terminal or a gate I wasn't used to going into, because I fly out of Fort Lauderdale quite often. And the whole vibe changed. That side of the airport was a little bit more run down. It was like the lights weren't working. All the restaurants were closed. There was only one bar
open. I had no chairs.
It was just like a whole different vibe. Like, they don't put any money into that side of the Spirit gate. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Why would you?
These people still turning up. It's fine.
Actually, I think it's good that they do that. It's actually really good. Why would you want to turn it up thinking you're going to confuse people? Like, oh, the terminal area was so nice. But no, it should be garbage from start to finish. So that way, you know, your standards never get, you're never raising your standards.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that shit. This is a garbage airline. You're going to send a garbage-ass terminal.
Yep, garbage-ass terminal. All right. So I just want to talk about the quality of people you get. I had a group of people that literally thought that they were a group of Beyoncés on the Spirit flight. They thought that they were the tits. Okay.
Did they think it was a private Spirit flight for them?
I guess so, girl. I don't know. So I get to my seat, right? And you know how everybody's got to file in, sit their ass down. You got to take off, you know, before they start rolling around that bar cart to get drinks.
But are they even doing drinks yet?
They were on Spirit, and the other airlines weren't. So yes, Spirit was getting turned up. That was the only good part. I mean, they're charging full price for those drinks.
But they want you to get wasted so you forget how shitty of a time you had trying to get to your destination.
But the girl in front of me was thirsty. She could not wait for her drink. And she was turned around completely 360 degrees in her fucking seat, which was right in front of me, staring right past me, angry. Like, where's that fucking bar cart at? Then she turns on all of the lights, like the lights where you summon like a flight attendant. She turned on all of them. And then they come and she's like, I need a drink. And she's like, we're coming with the bar cart right now, ma'am. We have to go from the back to the front. She's like, okay, well, it's taking forever. Thirsty.
Her bus was probably coming down. She was realizing where she was at. Yeah. I'm on this girl's side. She need a fucking drink.
She was like, I need a drink now. Flight. This is a hellhole.
Yes. Okay. Well, I put this plane down right here.
All right. So then, you know, Barkhart's not there yet. We get an announcement over the intercom.
Turbulence is coming?
No. They said, hey, everyone. We just wanted to let you know that passenger Jason in the first row bought the first 6 row rounds of drinks. Everyone gets a drink on Jason if you're in the first 6 rows. If you're past the 6th row, sorry, nothing for you. And then click. So all these people in the back are pissed. They're still thirsty. And they're like, Jason, where are you at, Jason? And this went on for the rest of the fucking flight, trying to find Jason. They did Jason dirty. Jason was trying to do a nice thing. And then they called his ass out. Oh, sorry, if you're row 7 and beyond, you don't get anything. Click.
First of all, Jason need to sit down after like he's in first class. We know Spirit ain't got no first class.
Uh-huh.
So why are you trying to act like you doing big things when you're probably sitting on your free voucher ticket? Okay. Jason, sit your ass down. Buy yourself a cocktail. Shut up next time. Doing too much. You're doing too much.
Yeah. Or just say that you don't want to, you know, have a scene made out of you. Because I swear I can still, it haunts my dreams. Jason, where are you at, Jason?
Oh my God.
People are about to haunt down. Jason's going to be haunted for the rest of his life getting off fucking Spirit. And then I just want to say.
He bad and bougie all of a sudden on a Spirit flight.
I thought that 30-inch weaves were the longest of weaves.
Oh no.
Well, where did you get these like 45-inchers that like drag past your calves?
I don't know. You probably have to order them from India specifically. I don't know.
Okay. So the girl in the middle seat, God bless her. She was so nice. But her hair was so long that I could not sit on it. I ended up sitting on her hair the whole time.
That's disgusting.
And I couldn't like.
What if you farted on her hair?
Well, her hair is almost to her feet, girl. Imagine like what goes around in it. But literally, and I tried to like usher it, push it to the side. She gave no fucks about her hair. And it was just in my seat. Like I ended up sitting on some girl.
Well, she can't even feel you touching it, girl.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Like, her head.
Like grab it with my hands and throw it in her face. Like I was trying to make friends. I'm on Spirit. Like,
Excuse me. Can you get your hair? Can you and your weave get your shit together? Because you all up in my chair. Did this weave pay for an extra chair?
That's what I was thinking. She should have actually bought an extra seat for her weave. Because if it's going to be that long that I have to sit in a puddle of someone's hair, like, okay, come on now.
You lit up. So that's bad.
I could not avoid the hair. I was like practically in the aisle. And then I had someone behind me that lost one of their fucking AirPods. So then I had to get out of my seat.
Oh, Lord.
And it was when we were supposed
to be. What in the ghetto flight is this?
It was when we were supposed to be sitting down, seatbelts fastened, by the way. So there's like a little turbulence hitting as we get into Puerto Rico. And I'm fucking like flying through the aisles as this like big woman is crawling under me trying to get her AirPod. That was like literally like up my asshole. Anyways, so that was the Spirit experience.
That's what you get, girl.
I had to use that voucher. It would be wasteful. But it just, her weave brought me back to a time when I first got a weave and it was like a 22-inch, you know? But I had it
up. You thought you was doing it?
I had it up in a ponytail. I thought I was real fucking cute. I was underage at the bar, so I was like swinging my ponytail around. And I remember some girl tapped me on the shoulder and was like, excuse me, like, can you not? And it took me back to reality. Because I guess I was like slapping her in the face with my ponytail and didn't even notice because I was like 19 and lit.
Yeah, and no home training. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So, I've been told y'all, do not fly Spirit. I don't care how they try to get y'all. Do not fly Spirit. They're the worst.
Hell no.
I'd rather walk.
And then speaking of, you know, the ghetto. We did a tour in Puerto Rico. You know, on a bus. A bus tour. They didn't know that they were going to pick us up in a big, sweaty, hot bus. But they had told us that this was like, that no one had booked the tour because of COVID. And that basically it was going to be a very small group and there was only going to be 4 other people with us. Let me tell you, they pulled up with 3 buses. All the buses were packed. Literally, there was like half a seat for me to sit in on this big ass bus.
It's where y'all was going?
Into the rainforest for a hike.
Oh, hell no.
I know.
Oh, hell no.
Let me tell you guys, there is nothing worse than being an adult and getting on a bus that has no AC in it and bebopping around as the bus hits potholes with a bunch of sweaty ass strangers.
Ugh.
It was so disgusting. Like
and during Rona,
the ride there was fine. The ride back after everyone was hiking all day in the rainforest, it fucking ripped in there. We sat in traffic. It was raining. Oh, God. I highly recommend if you guys go to San Juan and you want to do a rainforest tour, drive yourself there.
Better get you a car. Get you a rental.
Yeah. So then they didn't tell us exactly what we were doing on this tour either. We thought we were going to the rainforest and then going back home. Get cocktails, you know? That was a workout. I didn't expect.
No, bitch. You had a hike.
Well, we hiked. That was fine. But then they're like, oh, yeah, second part of the tour, we're going to this beach. And this beach had garbage everywhere, okay? People had these labs.
Who had to clean it?
No, this beach was just covered in garbage. So I, like, get out, and I was, like, a Karen. I was like, oh, I hate it here.
Oh, Lord. Now we got a Karen on our hands.
We tried to have a nice meal, and we were sitting outside, and all these people just think it's so cool to blast their speakers at max volume. That was, like, what was cool there.
Yeah, thing.
I know, but, like, all the different music, and I was so tired from my hike. I honestly wanted to go knock on someone's window and be like, excuse me, can you turn it down?
Okay, Karen.
I am a Karen.
Okay, Karen.
I am a Karen. And I'm with three other blondes. So it literally looked like just a big group of fucking pissed off Karens. But we were, because we had to get back in that sweaty ass bus, girl. Bebopping around, bouncing in the back seat with strangers. Every time I hit a pothole, I was in this dude's lap. And I had like a talkative little 21-year-old guy next to me. He's probably going to listen to this podcast because he's following me on Instagram now. He was just talking the whole time. Then he left his phone on the bus. Yes. So then I was beat. And my friends had to track him down and give him his phone back because I was like, guys, it's such bad karma if you just don't give it back to him because we're in a foreign country.
Bus driver, here's the phone. Bye.
He would have never seen that phone again.
You are a fucking investigators. Well, that's not your problem. You did the good deed. White people.
I'm sorry. If I leave my phone on a bus in another country, I would really want somebody to be like, hey, I have your phone. You can come get it here. Wouldn't you?
I would like that for me, but I wouldn't do that for other people. So I wouldn't expect it to be done for me. I would have just given the phone to the driver and been like, yo, I found this phone. Have a nice life.
But anyway.
What if he left the phone there on purpose so that you would call him and say, I got your phone. And then he's the killer. Yep. And he's the killer.
I didn't think he was the killer, though. He was like on a trip with his whole family. So, Brandon, if you're listening, you're not the killer. Thanks for not murdering me and my friends. Glad you got your phone back.
Right. Right. Okay. I want to talk about the next order of business on this list. Please go.
Hybrid rats?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm not mentioning any names because that would be unethical.
Yes, that's fine.
My girlfriend has a rat infestation in her attic right now. And I just want to give everybody like a PSA if you're living in Florida. These aren't normal rats, guys. These are rats that are the size of dogs. I have never seen a rat's foot and tail sticking out of someone's attic because it was so heavy it fell through the wall and got stuck in there.
I'm out of there.
I'm hitting it. I'm hitting it.
First of all, you sent me that photo. I would die. Like, I would die.
I didn't even believe it was a rat. At first, I'm like, there's no fucking way. It's too big.
It's a foot and a tail. It looks like a little rat foot.
No, but it's too big to be a rat foot. Guys, just picture like the...
How many are up there? And what are we going to do about this? That's more my concern. What do we need to do to fix this? Because your friend cannot live like this. I am here. I am concerned for a friend of a friend.
Well... She's on the other side of Florida. I can't really do much to help her. I'm sure she's going to be fine. But I just...
You that's why you can't be nobody's friend.
Of this rat foot is the size of, like, picture a newborn baby's foot, but longer. And the tail had to have been a foot-long tail. I'm just blown away.
Bye.
I'm blown away. Imagine having more than one of those in your attic.
No, I'm fucking dead. Like, I'm dead. Okay, I can't even deal with, like, a damn fly in the house without being like, get the fly! A fucking rat, okay? Like, no way.
Hanging out of the wall.
No, girl, I'm like, fuck, I'm running. Like, I'm running, and I don't know what they do for rats. I guess the traps. No, y'all better bomb this whole damn house. Bomb these rats up out of here, okay? There's no way. How can you... I wouldn't be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to do anything. Everything I saw move, I would think is a rat.
Well, I've had an infestation in my attic. And they're very loud. Like, you will literally hear them, because when you poison them up there, they're
nocturnal.
Yeah. So they run up and down like the beams, the support beams in your house all night, like, because I had already poisoned. And I guess they were trying to escape, but they were trapped in there with the poison. So you just hear them, like, you hear their little, like, their talons, their claws, like on the support beams, like, like running back and forth all night. Like, if anything gives you the heebie-jeebies, it's a fucking attic full of rats, y'all. Let me tell you.
I'm dead. Well, I'm here for your friend since you're not. If she needs support, she can call me. I don't know how to fix the problem, but I'm sure she needs someone to talk to, because she's going to need therapy after this. Honestly. Like, I need therapy after seeing the photo, and it's not even my life. So I'm here for her, whatever she needs. I will be the good friend of a friend, because you suck, and this girl's got a real situation on her hands. A real rat situation.
I was so shocked. I had to send it to everybody, but I had to give them a disclaimer. Like, are you ready to see something disturbing?
That is beyond disturbing. Because when you sent it to me, I was like thinking, I did not think that's what I was going to get. I was like, holy shit. Like, this is fucked. Like, this dude is like legit hanging from like, hey.
Yeah, I was still alive, stuck there, probably screaming.
I'm dead. Okay, no more rat talk, because it's like freaking me out. I can't even deal with it. I hate bugs. I hate rats. I hate all that shit. What do we have on the list before we wrap it up, girl?
Oh, I just wanted to do a little throwback, because I found this hilarious review on Server Life.
Okay.
Of a customer that went to a restaurant and didn't have a good experience, and I just wanted to share it with you guys.
Do it. We haven't done reviews in a minute. I miss them.
Okay, subject line, food good, but was injured.
Ooh.
I would never make a review like this unless I felt that the business did not care. I'll start with the food. It was really good. The problem was that I had a mask on when I was walking outside to my table. I looked to the right to see what the seating situation was, and I thought the area was a walkway, but it was not. My mask somehow had risen halfway up my eyes. I'm not sure what happened next, but I think I kicked a wooden small wall, and then I fell inside of the restaurant. At first, I was embarrassed, but soon I realized that my shin was bleeding and I quickly had bad swelling. My waiter did give me 2 Band-Aids and gave me an ice pack. I had to go to the restroom to wash all the blood off. When I returned to the table and kept my leg elevated, my waiter asked me if I was okay. The problem I have is, where was the manager? Okay, Karen. I had a fairly serious injury. I had to cancel my plans for the day to ice my shin. No one other than the waiter asked me if I was okay. And this was after a $32 roll of sushi. I'm from Texas and I have been a server, but what the heck? Unfortunately, I would not recommend this place to anyone. I've even included a picture of what I fell over and my injury.
I'm dead.
Sounds like
where is the manager?
Where's the manager? And this sounds like a dude too.
It is a dude. I feel the dude vibes from it.
My mask rose over my eyes and I couldn't see. So I tripped and I fell and hurt my shin. And even though they gave me Band-Aids and ice, I'm still not recommending this restaurant to anyone. That's the man, Karen.
Goodbye.
What's a good name for a man, Karen?
That's a Bobby.
A Bobby?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know a Bobby. He's kind of hot. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
His name is really Robert. That's probably why. A Greg.
Oh, yes. A Greg. You nailed it. That's a Greg. Nailed it. That is Greg. Okay, Greg.
Greg, we see you in your $32 sushi roll complaining about your 2 Band-Aids. We see you, Greg.
God damn it, Greg.
Unbelievable.
Yes. So that is all we have for you today, people.
Well, this was another fun episode of Girl Why Podcast. If you guys are not following us, make sure you follow us on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Clubhouse, you name it, we are there. So if you want to connect with us, definitely find us on all of those platforms. Otherwise than that, we'll be back next week with brand new episodes of Girl Why and Spill and Sip. Make sure you're catching both episodes. We air every week on Mondays and Thursdays at midnight Eastern Standard Time. The episode is released. So it's there for your listening pleasure. Otherwise than that, we wish you guys a great rest of your week. Have a great weekend. And stay safe, stay healthy. And that's all I got, right, Terry?
Yes, ma'am. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.